Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
All right, we are back live at PBA for the opening night of the Cornhusker State Games. Austin Norman, Jake Sorensen in for JTP. And we have a very, very, very special guest on. That is Kurt Tomasevich, 2006 State Games torchlighter, and of course, the stud bobsledder that you are. Right? Can I call you? I mean, you take that. Stud bobsledder?
Well, I don't think there's medalist? There's not many Nebraskans that are bobsledders,
no.
So that narrows the competition quite a bit.
Well, I think people who know your name understand what you did back in the day, but talk us through again how somebody from Shelby, Nebraska gets involved in general in bobsledding. We need to know the story.
Yeah,
remind the people.
It's kind of right place, right time, several times in a row, really.
Okay.
I was able to make the Nebraska football team as a walk-on. I had a tryout for the team, actually, my freshman year. Went through my 4 years as a running back and a linebacker, but wasn't going to the NFL. So I tried to find another avenue and en route to continue to be an athlete. And Amanda Morley, who ran track in Nebraska, she was recruited from her track days at Nebraska to be on the women's bobsled team. And that was about the time I was graduating, so she convinced me that I needed to try out for the bobsled team myself. So she made the right connections with the head coach, and that was 2004.
Okay.
And I stuck with it for three Olympics and 10 total years.
2010 gold medalist in Vancouver.
Correct.
That, I mean, Austin, how many times in your life have you sat by an Olympic gold medalist?
Once when I interviewed him back in college.
Yeah.
We were reminiscing of that a little bit back in the Daily Nebraskan. But tryout process for football versus tryout process from bobsled. Similarities and differences.
Actually, quite a bit similar. When I tried out for the football team was January of the year 2000. So, a quarter century ago almost here. But, it's testing speed, strength, and power total. So, yeah, we had to run a 40-yard dash and, do some jumping test and weightlifting test and that sort of thing. So,
and you're like, I got this.
Other than the conditioning part, yeah, bobsled and football training are pretty similar.
I'm curious with the sport of bobsledding in Nebraska, and you're a pioneer for that yourself in the state. In the years that followed, have you seen people get into it in the state that are doing it more? How has it gone from when you started things off basically in 04 and won the gold medal in 2010 to right now?
There have been a couple former football players, track athletes that have kind of dabbled with trying out for the bobsled team. None of them did quite make the Olympics. Nicole Brungardt is a great example from Norfolk Catholic.
Okay.
A couple years ago, she made the national team. Just missed an Olympic team, but she was a great bobsledder for the country too.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm just trying to think of myself if I try to do bobsledding. I don't even know where to start it. You guys make it look so simple on TV, but I know it's not simple at all. How do you become a good bobsledder in terms of a team, working together as a team?
Yeah, we always say it's a simple task, but it's pretty complicated when you get into the details. It's like the pit crew of a NASCAR team or something, right? Mm-hmm. Every finger, hand, arm, everything has to go in the right place at the right time. Otherwise, it just throws off the whole works. And so, yeah, we definitely have to practice together, hundreds, thousands of times to make sure that we're dialed in and everything is perfect every time we push.
If anybody didn't know about you, but they would know about the sport with Cool Runnings, the movie with John Candy back in the day, and of course, the great story that it was. Did that inspire you to get involved? is there a Cool Runnings a part of the Kurt Tomasevich story here?
I mean, yeah, of course. I saw it in the theaters back in the mid '90s, I guess, growing up, but. And there is some truth to the movie. And of course, it is made for Disney, typically how people relate. I usually get two or three questions. One is, how'd you get into the sport? How fast do you go? And, have you ever seen Cool Runnings? And that's typically it.
What was easier, shaving some tenths off your 40 time or shaving some hundreds and thousandths off the bobsled time?
it is incredible to, our sport, the go down the track four times, and sometimes we can, you know, get a tie to the hundredth of a second. Oof. So, you know, every hundred thousandth of a second counts, and, you know, we always joke that, you know, we have to make sure we, you know, trim our fingernails on race day and, you know, take care of every single little detail because it is that tight of a competition.
When you started, what came naturally to you? What were you pretty good at that made you say, yeah, I got this? And what were some of the finer points you had to clean up?
No, it's kind of funny because, yeah, growing up in Nebraska, it's, you know, I never had seen a bobsled in real life until I was, you know, 23 years old and I tried out for the first time. But, yeah, pushing a sled kind of came naturally to me just with my body type, my height, my weight. I just kind of found what I was supposed to do, I guess, later on in life.
You mentioned it's a team sport too, right, to some degree. What are the different roles on a bobsled team?
It is a dynamic kind of situation too, where one day I can be on the left side of the sled, next day on the right side, and that sort of thing. So it's like an offensive line that, you know, you're trying to find the best combination of, you know, of the team. But yeah, we have, you know, in four man, we have, of course, our pilot and our driver. I wish we had more creative names for the other positions. We have number two, number three, and brakeman. And that's our four man team there. But yeah, it's, again, working together and, you know, finding that best fit for the team.
We're joined by Kurt Thomas Savage, 2010 Olympic gold medalist, the pride of Shelby, Nebraska, former Husker walk on. I'm curious, I mean, you carry the obligation of I was a gold medalist in the Olympics, not just the Olympics. I mean, do you ever show the medal? You're a humble guy, I know. Is the medal ever come out in certain situations?
I still do a lot of appearances and talks, and, you know, there's a need for it in that way. But I'll be honest, most of the time when it's at home, it's, you know, sitting on a desk drawer or, you know, put away in a, you know, something, you know, that just makes it convenient for me to, you know, to travel with, I guess. But, yeah, there's – It's a chunk of metal that, you know, just happened to have in the house.
Okay, but for those who don't know, so I was at the Super Bowl radio row for a week, and there was a gold medalist there that brought in – that medal's big. It's heavy. It's like – how much is it? Like 15 pounds?
19 ounces. We have okay, definitely weighed it. We wanted to be sure.
Dad's strength hasn't hit Jake yet.
I was not – my baby was not born yet at that point. She is now. But, okay, the point is that is a heavy thing. That is a very, very, very heavy medal. That is well made and deserves to be Olympic gold.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not something that I forget. I leave in my pocket. That's for sure. It doesn't go through the wash or anything like that. So, yeah.
Three Olympics. Mm-hmm. Which was your favorite venue and then least favorite venue?
That's a great question. Because I've been asked that a few times. So the 2006 Olympics in Italy, my first Olympics. I mean, I was a wide-eyed 24-year-old, you know, looking around thinking this is the greatest thing in the world, and, you know, really. And it was at the time. 2010 came, and we were there to compete. You know, we were the favorite going into the race, and obviously winning made that a highlight. And then 2014 in Russia, that I knew was my last Olympics. Mm. So I went to other events. I was really a fan, you know, of Team USA also. So I always, you know, look back and, you know, give the PC answer that, you know, all three Olympics had something special there. So.
Take us inside the Olympic Village. What was that like for you?
That's the question I'm not supposed to answer.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough. What happens in the Olympic Village stays in the Olympic Village sort of thing?
No, I mean, really, it is a very, very special honor. I mean, you go to breakfast and, you know, you have athletes from, you know, every part of the world, you know, representing, and, you know, different sports, and there's different body types. And, you know, by the end of the Olympics, when a lot of them have finished competing, you know, it's so relaxed, and, you know, you're getting to know people from all over the world, and it's some pretty cool friendships and memories that I have.
Is there an obligation you feel to yourself saying, I am Olympic champion, I gotta stay in shape now for the rest of my life? I gotta show, hey, I can't just turn, I can't just get out of shape. I have Olympic gold in my blood. Does that kind of drive you daily still?
That is the my motivation now when I go to the gym is just don't get fat.
You know, it kind of has to be, right?
I don't want to be that guy where, you know, walk into a restaurant and people say, he used to be an Olympian or something, you know. And so it's, just trying to stay fit enough not to embarrass myself maybe.
Well, again, the 2006 torchlighter for the state games, but also Olympic gold medalist in the bobsled. Kurt Thomas Savage, former Husker, again, the pride of Shelby, Nebraska. I told them, Austin, my mom is from Rising City, which is a neighboring form. They consolidated Shelby Rising City. So I got always been a fan of Kurt Thomas. Savage.
Yeah, Rising City is a suburb of Shelby.
<as well. laughs> Shelby is a small town. Rising City is a tiny town. Kurt, we thank you for your time. Enjoy tonight's event, and we hope to talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Kurt Thomas Savage, 2010 gold medalist. We'll be back with one final segment live on Old School live from PBA for the opening night of the state games.